The Greek economic collapse is an open door for Christians. An aid ministry is seeing revival in Haiti, and a scripture ministry is experiencing growth. But will they stay above water? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Greek debt crisis threatens the European Union and could still trigger a global financial meltdown. The government troubles hurt AMG International's hospital in Thessalonica. Paul Jenks says a change in the laws coupled with biblical fiscal policy is what's keeping the doors open.
We're having more and more patients come as outpatients to St. Luke's because the other hospitals are handling the situation less successfully.
Here's where it gets interesting. In Greece, Orthodox priests are government employees. Because of the connection, the church is often considered an extension of the public sector, resulting in nominal faith. At the same time, there's an influx of refugees the government can't afford. Jenks says this is where the body of Christ shines.
I think it's an opportunity for the evangelical community in Greece to stand up and be counted as they give aid to all these international refugees, the illegal immigrants. The community is doing a wonderful job in giving the aid and love that Christ alone can provide.
Meanwhile, President Obama is pulling U.S. troops out of Afghanistan means a shift of focus for the Bible Sticks ministry. Faith Comes by Hearing encourages soldiers by sending military Bible Sticks, MP3 players that play the scriptures. Bill Lohr, who works with the ministry, talks about the needs of soldiers returning.
As these troops come home, they're still going to need this protection, this spiritual protection that only God's Word can provide. They're going to have a lot that they're dealing with as they come home and they're going to try and reintegrate into society.
After soldiers have been overseas, Lohr says the mission is to encourage and help them adjust.
Really, we feel one of the best ways for them to do that is to just hold on to their faith, know their faith even more, and we really feel that the Bible Stick, something that they can listen to every day and get God's Word into their heart, will be something that will truly help them as they come home.
But troops still overseas won't be neglected.
If chaplains continue to partner with us and they say, hey, I can still use these, we want to meet every request.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Aid Network is making Haiti even more of a priority. While Gain USA has worked alongside Nehemiah Vision Ministries and the beleaguered nation, Jim and Cheryl Warner are now living full-time in Haiti on their compound. They'll be leading short-term mission teams and assisting Nehemiah. Warner says since the earthquake, Gain has sent 60 40-foot containers to Haiti,
which would include food and clothes and medical equipment and tents, just a wide variety of things. And Global Aid Network is also partnering with churches in the United States to fund not only the aid itself, but the funds required to ship that aid.
Because Christian teams are distributing the aid, Warner says the gospel is going forward.
My wife led a team down here in March. They had almost 200 people receive Christ in just a week. And we just had a team leave here in June doing the eye clinics, and we had almost 89 people receive Christ.
While physical needs abound, revival is blossoming too. Next, a man with no limbs recently brought the gospel to Slovenia. According to Pioneers USA, motivational speaker Nick Vujicic, who was born with no limbs, spoke in five cities and reached out to 15,000 Slavic people. In a country where over half the population's Catholic, people were curious to hear this new message of the gospel but hesitant to take a step of faith. Pray for the Christians who are following up with those who want to learn more about Christ. And progress is in the wind for audio scripture ministries in India. Not only did they recently finish handing out audio scriptures to three remote tribes in the northern jungles, but they're also planning to build new recording facilities. The recording campus is 6 feet below street level, and with all the rain they get in India, well, flooding happens a lot. They're hoping to start work on the new campus soon so they can continue their ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. Along with it, you'll also receive a DVD showing next generation church leaders in action. Get your free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.